Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
It's the holidays. It's Christmas time. Lots of things are going on. Lots of us are very busy. As adults, this time of year can be stressful. It can be happy. It can be exciting. It can be hellish. It can be a whole slew of emotions. But when you're a kid, the holidays, at least you hope they're going to be a happy memory to look back upon. It's not always the case as we do that as adults. But as adults, and if you're a parent, that's probably your goal. That's probably your wish for your children. Unfortunately, holidays are not always super joyous for kids, and not always for obvious reasons. Not because they didn't get the toys that they wanted, not because mom and dad are in a tough financial situation, but because something else is visiting the home on Christmas night, and it's not Santa.
When I was 5 years old, I lived in this creepy house. As I lay going to sleep, I noticed this woman entering the bedroom was a female dressed in 1940s dress. In her mouth was a cigarette.
Pretty quick at that point, I think, to rule out this is not an elf. This is not Santa. This is not Mrs. Claus. And hopefully Krampus hasn't been introduced into the picture yet as far as consideration for childhood mythical individuals. But if it's none of those things, what the hell is it?
She came by my bed. She was wearing white gloves. And she put her hand over my mouth as if to smother me. And as I looked up into her face, she had yellow eyes with that cigarette burning in her mouth, trying to smother me.
How do you react when something like this happens. This is clearly not some random person that broke into the house either. What is going on? It's Christmas night. It's a night where magic is supposed to be happening, but not this type of magic.
And I looked on the wall where we had a religious icon of Jesus Christ, and I prayed to myself, "Oh, Christ, help me, save me." And the minute I started praying, she threw up her hands, she screamed, and ran out of the room. And I'll never forget that, what happened that night.
Forever etched in that individual's mind when somebody says, "The magic of Christmas." A very different picture is painted. Christmas is a time that is heavy with emotions. Holidays are a time that are heavy with emotions. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode 226, this is our Christmas episode. We will take you to a parking lot on a Christmas night, a secluded, dark, cold, wet parking lot, as a woman begins her walk home after a heavy night of not drinking, eating. She's trying to work some of it off. Strange car pulls up. What happens? Who is this driver that won't leave her alone as she tries to call for help? Takes a strange turn for the paranormal. Then we will talk about a family heirloom passed down generation to generation. A clock that seems to mark a very specific time every single year, even though the rest of the year it is completely out of order. Then we go into the past and we hear a story of a tragic death that takes place many years ago. And we examine the possibility of the girl's spirit still haunting that very homestead where she passed away on, which is now a summer camp. Those stories and more all today in EPP bonus episode 226. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. We've all heard this story before. It's late at night. It's a dark parking lot. Person is alone. Person is approached by someone who has nefarious intent. And the story does not end well from there. In our next story, we hear about a Christmas night. Someone trying to walk off dinner. When they're approached in the parking lot by a vehicle that is actually marked as a ride-sharing vehicle. Safe, right? Well, not always, especially if you didn't call it. Driver doesn't seem to be, well, safe to drive. Vehicle doesn't look all that safe to be in. And driver persists over and over to try and get the person into the car. What do you do? It's a very scary scenario to be in. It just happens to take place on a holiday evening, so you can picture the setting of cold, dark parking lot with Christmas lights off in the distance. What should be a somewhat happy evening or occasion turns into one of the scariest nights for one of our listeners' lives. Take a listen. I've had a rough time trying to share this story because it's caused me to want to move away. It happened on a Christmas night. Usually after Christmas, we tend to eat enough to be able to sleep very well. However, for whatever reason, it was not the case this night, and I decided to burn off some of my holiday calories at the local gym before bed. I always remember to dress bright, especially around this time of year when someone may have any impaired abilities on their way home. I walked to the gym. I enjoyed a good 40 minutes before heading home. It was about 1 a.m. as I walked, and I noticed a car driving slowly. It's a little suspicious. Some people drive slow in parking lots, but I noticed and I started to feel uncomfortable. I decided to walk to the nearest store. I did not bring my purse, but I had a phone case with a spot for cards and had to use the ATM because it was the only card I had on me. I noticed that car parked outside around the far end of the lot. It was dark. I noticed they had a rideshare logo on the passenger side of the dashboard, so it didn't feel too strange. I got bottled water, but the clerk was cleaning up, so I waited a few minutes because it wasn't like I was buying anything expensive. This was when I noticed the car was still parked outside. I mentioned to the clerk that the car might be following me. He told me I was getting worried over nothing. I decided to walk the opposite direction just to be safe. I noticed the headlights facing my direction as I started walking back to the store. The driver rolled his window down. Then in a groggy, almost drunken mumble, I heard a man's voice asking me if I needed a ride. I was declining, and I may have mentioned that I forgot something in the store out of trying to sound scared. There's only one problem. Now I was scared. I checked my phone to make sure I didn't use any apps, just in case I had accidentally summoned a car, but I didn't even have this rideshares app installed on my phone. So I got back into the store. I told the clerk that the person was following me. He said it was none of his business and to call the police if I was worried. I thought about it, but he said it was common for those drivers to be around at this time of night. I still didn't feel right, though, so I texted a few friends, and one of them was around, but he had some drinks earlier and said he'd walk me home if I bought him more beer. Figure if you were willing to walk about a mile just to walk me home, it'd be worth it. I was a little worried going to the ATM again, because if that driver saw me going there, they might think I had a ton of cash on me. I bought a cheap 12-pack for my friend, then a few snacks because I noticed it was getting late. He might decide to sleep on my couch. Maybe 20 minutes went by. I noticed the car was gone. I started to think my friend may have changed his mind and didn't bother showing up. I grabbed the items and decided I'd give my friend a call when I got home, and if he was in the area, he could sleep on my couch. I didn't see that car around and began walking home. Instead of walking the opposite direction, I headed my normal path until a car began to drive by me. I heard the window roll down, and the same slurred voice, but he asked if I was walking the wrong way home again. I ran back to the store while I heard him offer to give me a free ride home. Got back in the store, called my friend right away, and asked what was taking so long. He wondered why I was so worried until I explained that someone in a car was following me around. He only told me his phone battery was almost dead and not to go anywhere. I could hear he was outside and hopefully close, so I waited there, knowing he wasn't still at his home. There were no cars in the parking lot currently. I didn't want to risk it again. It always feels the same. Time moves in slow motion. But you just want to be home. My friend eventually showed up. He ignored me and only told me to pretend I didn't know him. He held the door for me, but quickly walked the opposite direction. I was kind of confused. I started to think maybe he'd done something to the driver and was trying to keep a low profile. It made me feel a little sense of safety until another set of headlights began to approach me. I knew it was that driver again. The window rolled down. Right when he was trying to ask if I wanted a ride, I shouted, "Go away!" I heard keys jingle. I was worried the driver was getting out of his car. I dropped my bag, the beer, and reached for my phone. It wasn't the driver making that noise. I felt footsteps and heard what I could only describe as dropping a brick in an empty trash can. It was my friend, who ran full sprint to get that driver away from me. Then we heard tires screeching and we were both yelling. As soon as I noticed me and my friend were the only ones around, I was like a massive weight was lifted off of me. He picked up my bag and the beer and then said, "Let's go." I was still a little uneasy, but we managed to walk home and my friend told me to call the police. I didn't really have a lot of details about the car other than it was dark gray looking and had that ride sharing logo around the passenger side because the headlights are so blinding. Luckily, my friend was there to describe the driver's clothes, the vehicle being a Nissan with a huge dent in the driver's side door. We thought it might be possible that the driver share program might be able to provide their location. He only noticed two digits on the license plate, but they said it increased the chances of finding him. We told the police about it. I also included all the street names where it happened, and the direction the driver may have gone. There are basically no other cars on the road, but they couldn't find him. I started to get worried. I really didn't want to go out alone after that. I forced myself to work the next day, then contacted the department to find out if they had at least talked to the driver. They also tried to reassure me a few things after contacting the ride-sharing company. He explained that some people might be driving someone else's vehicle. They might turn their phones off or disable the phone app or the GPS location near airports because those services aren't supposed to pick people up because taxis have contracts to those locations. It's also possible this person may have been driving with different license plates, or maybe we gave them the incorrect information. What made me write in this story was finding out this piece of information. The only close matches to the car that we gave were dead. There were some drivers who drove drunk and were in accidents, or nobody in the vehicle survived. I started to remember the driver had slurred speech, and I told the officer it was one thing I noticed that night. I felt a little more scared and decided to talk with my friend who was there. First, I was trying to think rationally, but still wondered things like, what if the person had a weapon? He told me that he saw a huge dent in the driver's side door, so it had to be a physical thing that existed. But he still mentioned getting a clear view of those first digits on the license plate, and it wasn't a mistake. He thought the police department was being lazy. It was late on a Sunday night, and it was one of the few vehicles that were even on the road when he walked to the store to meet up with me. You'd think with all the cameras we have everywhere would have been recorded driving around that shopping center or somewhere in town. When I mentioned the similar vehicle and how the drivers died in wrecks, he brought up that I almost got abducted by Large Marge from that Pee Wee Herman movie in the 80s. The sad part was the only actual evidence of that ride-sharing driver that matched the few vehicles were all ones that ended in accidents where everyone died. I got more scared thinking what could have happened if I somehow ended up in that car. I don't intend to walk around at night anymore, at least not alone. I also wanted to share this story because I haven't heard any similar ones. And people really need to think twice. Don't assume that just because someone has a little sticker or label on their vehicle, you can just trust any strangers. Typically, the holidays are a time that families come together. Eating a meal, spending time, sharing stories, arguing, however it may go. Eventually, the older generations, as it all goes, pass, and then the cycle just continues on. Oftentimes, there's objects that are in the possession of families that get passed down from generation to generation. Oh, I want grandma's this, oh, I want grandpa's that, and it gets moved through the family. When one of those individuals passes, the great-grandparent or the grandparent passes, there's a void. There is a void, especially on the holidays, when you wish you could be there to ask one more question, to hear one more story. Think about the things that you wish you could have talked about when they were there, but maybe too young to ask. In our next story, we have one of those objects. One of those objects that seems to take on a life of its own every Christmas at a very specific time, giving a very specific sign that although they may be gone, they're still very much present, very much aware of the family. Take a listen. My great-grandmother, my Nana, as we called her, at one time owned a black, somewhat rectangular and beautiful mantle clock. Something made in the 1940s that needed a key to wind it, and it would chime on the hour and the halves. From what I understand, she was a cool lady, a little ahead of her time, mostly in regards to the fact that she never really fit into social norms, never really cared what people thought of her. She passed away in 1982. The clock was left to my grandmother, my Nana's daughter, who had taken care of her in her later years. Her husband, my grandfather, was a car guy and a natural tinkerer who wanted to spruce up the clock a little. Went on a mission to clean and restore it, but couldn't find the key. At this point in the 80s, everything is digital, and finding a place to replace the key is difficult and expensive. So essentially, they now have this lovely antique mantle clock as a showpiece because it's stuck at a random time, with no way to wind it up and reset it. Then a few days before Christmas in 1983, the clock just starts chiming on the mantle, on its own. My grandma is in the den and my grandpa's in the back of the house. They both run out and meet each other in the hall, both of them looking expectantly at each other and asking where they found the key. Neither of them found it. It just started chiming on its own at 7:28 p.m., which is important, so remember that. A little later, my grandma calls my mom to tell her about the clock and how she was freaked out. I didn't understand in the course of their phone call. My mom tells her that she's pregnant with me. A couple years go by, I'm born in 84 and become somewhat obsessed with the idea of my Nana and then this clock. Even as an adult, I have an affinity for antiques, and I'm pretty sure it all started with this clock. Every year as a child, this clock chimes at 7:28 p.m. on Christmas, which is weird all on its own, because it should chime at 7 or 7:30 or 8 o'clock, not 7:28. No one in my family ever finds the key. As a kid, anytime I sleep over at my grandparents' house, I have dreams about my Nana. I mean vivid dreams about her being in the hospital bed they had in the den for her. How her hair was still auburn, even in her late 80s. Remember how she had a croaky voice because she was a longtime smoker. Or how she had a crossword puzzle book on her side table, but was awful at crosswords. My family can't explain it because she died before I was born. So how I knew these things is not explainable. The clock then moves to my aunt. She kept it for many years. We were very close when I was growing up. She'd call me a few days before Christmas, come pick me up, sit on the floor in front of the mantel. And then Christmas would come around. It never failed. The clock went on for years. Unfortunately, there has been some strife in the family, and my mother and I aren't on speaking terms. She now owns the clock, and every time family possessions are moved around, we all hope we'll find the key. My mom does message me a few days before Christmas and tell me hi, and then on Christmas to tell me that Nana says hi. It's the only explanation we can come up with. There are two great-grandkids. She got to meet my cousin, who's several years older than me. I collect old keys now. When I'm on the hunt, I'm always looking for clock keys. And by the way, I was born at 7:28 p.m. Life in the country, especially the wooded hills and mountains of Missouri, was not an easy place to be 100 years ago, especially if there was an emergency late at night. There wasn't an ambulance you could call. There wasn't a helicopter that could show up. Quite often, if you're off by yourself, there wasn't even a doctor nearby to come and help. And if you are stuck in a blizzard and an ice storm, you are at the mercy of your creator. In our next story, we hear of one such tale. Deep in the hills and the wooded areas of Missouri, after a massive ice storm, a young girl falls ill. A father goes out for help but does not return, and a mother must find that help some way to try and save her daughter. Does she succeed? I'll let you decide the answer to that once hearing the entirety of this story. A quick note about this story, if it sounds somewhat familiar to some of you. We shared a version of it about 1,000 episodes back on our regular program, right when we were getting started. We thought we would retell it in a new and fresh way because it just fits Christmas so well. Take a listen. This is a local ghost story that was imparted to me by the director of a camp I attended as a teenager. The story begins during the great ice storm of 1924 in Missouri, which left an ice layer 6 inches thick across two-thirds of the state. It took another 3 weeks for the ice sheet to melt completely. Deep in the forested area stood a cabin where Hannah, her daughter, and her husband resided. Her husband and her daughter's name have been lost to time. As the ice began to fall on December 16th, Hannah's husband, the knight, returned to the cabin, which came as no surprise as he'd weathered storms in town before. The trail through the woods could be dangerous during winter weather. Hannah thought nothing of it, focusing her time on keeping the fire going inside the cabin, keeping a pot of tea warm for her and her daughter. 48 hours passed, and still he hadn't returned. To make matters worse, her daughter took ill, having developed a cough, chills, and a fever. As the girl's condition worsened, Hannah became much more worried. Desperation began to creep in. And on the morning of the third day, she struck out towards town in hopes of returning with her husband, the town doctor. The journey to town took 8 hours due to the winter conditions. She first stopped at the Lawson Tavern, a bar with a few rooms for rent on its second floor. Hannah learned that her husband had not chosen to stay there, as she'd presumed. He'd instead had dinner there and braved the storm in an effort to get home. Now frantic, she convinced a local doctor to brave the ice and return with her to the cabin. Night had already fallen when they finally arrived to find Hannah's daughter, her condition severely deteriorated, coughing and shivering violently in the one bedroom of the cabin. Immediately, the doctor gave her a mixture of medicine and tea, piled more blankets on top of her to keep her warm. He then gave Hannah a different mixture of medicine and hot tea to help her sleep. She curled up in the chair next to the bed and nodded off. The doctor awoke to the sound of singing with an eerie cadence. "She will leave you, and then she'll come back again. A pretty girl is just a pretty tune." Entering the bedroom, he witnessed an oddly calm and collected Hannah pouring sips of tea into her daughter's mouth and gently stroking her hair. Her daughter, however, was motionless and didn't appear to be breathing. Stepping closer, the doctor could see her blue lips and pasty white skin. The girl's eyes were glassy, fixed, and unmoving. In the night, the young girl had apparently passed away. As he stood there, stunned, Hannah turned to him, saying, "All right, doctor, she's getting better by the minute. Give my regards to your wife when you get back to town, will you?" "I'll do that, missus," he responded politely, tipping his hat. Inwardly, he was filled with fear at the sight of the mad woman. When he returned to town, he reported the girl's death to the authorities and Hannah's breakdown to the administrators at St. Joseph State Hospital, where she was forcibly committed for her own good, and from which she later escaped in the early 1950s. Following her escape, there were reports of strange thefts in northwestern Missouri, where people would return home to find food and women's clothing missing, among other things. True valuables like jewelry and appliances were never taken, leading to bewilderment on the part of the local police. Hannah's story would have ended here if not for the 1980 construction of a camp and retreat in the forest northeast of Lawson, Missouri. The first week of summer that year, a full group of campers and counselors were holed up inside the lodge, spending time singing and listening to a sermon by the camp leader during a pounding thunderstorm. As night fell, the different groups of campers were escorted to their respective rooms to turn in for the night. A young girl on the northern side of the lodge woke up in the night, needing to use the bathroom. Slipping from the top bunk to the floor as quietly as possible, she jumped from a loud crack of thunder and lightning. Just as she composed herself, another crack of thunder boomed, and the room filled with a brief flash of light from the lightning outside. Gasping with fright, the girl noticed a silhouette in a flash. Someone was standing at the window outside. She ducked to the floor and crept around to the front of the bunk. And peering out from behind the post, she saw a figure outside. Standing at the window was an old woman with a wrinkled, hard face and dark eyes. Long, straight white hair hung string-like from her head. Her shoulders were covered with a torn and patchwork cloak. It was drenched and hung heavy from the pounding rain. Neither her thin body nor her craggly face betrayed any hint of emotion as she gazed into the window. Seeing the girl's movement, the old woman pressed an old, gnarled palm against the glass and moved closer, squinting for a better look. The girl screamed, waking the camp and raising the alarm, but after another pearl of lightning lit up the room, she saw the woman was gone. The camp director contacted the local police, who investigated and searched the grounds but found nothing, save the muddy remains of a palm print on the window. They took a photo of it and filed it. Case closed, right? Later that summer, another young girl asked her counselor if she could head back down to the lake where she'd inadvertently left her swimming goggles. They radioed the camp staff that tended to the lake, but they'd already returned to the lodge following the camper's swimming time. Reluctantly, she gave the camper permission to go retrieve them, instructing her to make it as quick as possible. As the girl walked down the gravel road towards the lake, she heard rustling in the woods to her left. Though it startled her, the sound was further off and she couldn't see anything through the brush. She thought nothing of it. It's probably just a rabbit or a squirrel, that she surmised. She continued her walk down to the beach and found her goggles where she'd left them, putting them in her knapsack and turning back up the gravel road. Once she made it halfway back to the lodge, she heard the rustling noise again. It was closer now. Against her better judgment, she stepped closer to the woods and tried to peer through the trees. What she saw frightened her. Standing there was a woman with white hair. She wore a brown shirt that appeared to be made of patched pieces of fabric. The hard lines of her face again betrayed no expression, but her dark eyes watched the female camper closely, following the girl's movement as she backed away towards the middle of the road, her hands up in surrender. Despite her age, her arms were lined with taut muscle. The camper was filled with terror at the sight. The woman looked terrifying. She turned and ran all the way back to the lodge, alerting the camp director, who again called the police. Again, they found nothing. They wrote the incident off as a figment of a superstitious girl's imagination. By now, the existence of the white-haired woman was becoming well-known among the different camps that convened at the campground that summer. Hannah's last appearance would prove to be her most dramatic. It occurred in December of 1981 on a very snowy night during a week when a Kansas City church had rented out the campground for a Christmas retreat. After the campers and staff had all retired to bed for the night, a young woman slipped into the restroom to retrieve her coat, boots, gloves, a winter hat, which she'd hidden in the shower behind a curtain. Fully clothed for the cold, she opened the sliding glass door at the back of the assembly area and slipped out onto the porch, where she'd wait for her boyfriend to meet her. Together, they planned to slip out to one of the counselor's cars for a late-night rendezvous. Things did not go as planned. 20 minutes late, thanks to a counselor who slept lightly, her boyfriend slipped out onto the same porch, finding a set of footprints leading to the steps down to the lower section of the porch. What he found filled him with alarm, as the signs left in the snow showed that someone had slipped and fallen down the 30 steps leading to the lower porch. A succession of blood spots showed that they'd also been injured in the same manner. One set of footprints led from the scene of the accident and oddly into the forest. The search party returned to the lodge to put on heavier coats and retrieve their flashlights. They began to follow the trail. Footprints led them ever deeper into the forest, past the boundaries of the campgrounds, and into a portion of the forest that with which none of them were familiar. Ultimately, they came upon a dilapidated cabin. Giving each other uncertain looks, they drew straws to decide who would enter first. They crept up to the cabin. working the ancient rusted latch on the front door and easing it open slowly and quietly. One by one, the counselors entered, shining their flashlights around the junk-filled room. Remnants of a fire glowed low in the fireplace. Apart from that, the room was littered with random objects, most of them looking very old and rotten. They noticed the opening to the bedroom. They stepped closer. Inside, they found the girl laying on a pallet of cloths, covered with a tattered old quilt. A warm cup of tea sat on a wooden crate next to her, and not a towel rested on her head. After she'd been taken back to camp and tended to, the young girl asked them where the white-haired woman had gone. While waiting in the snow, she'd taken a fall and hit her head. Days, she remembered a white-haired woman gently stroking her hair and singing to her as she carried her through the forest, then falling into a comfortable sleep in the dark of the cabin. She wasn't sure if she'd been dreaming or not until she awoke in the lodge. In the years that followed, Hannah's absence has raised a few questions among campers and the locals in Lawson. After roaming the area for so many years, her abrupt disappearance is troubling. Did she injure herself and become prey to coyotes or some other local animal? Did she decide to move on? Perhaps she, in trying to find her lost daughter, did some strange sense of closure, finally, when she pulled that quilt over the injured camper. It's likely we'll never know for sure. Hannah, if she still lives, would be over a century old and certainly in no shape to cope with a rough life in the wild. However, as of the late 90s, campers still occasionally left plates of food out for her on the porch of the lodge, and occasionally we'd return to find the plate empty. So who knows? Was she still out there? Or was it her ghost coming back on Christmas night to save a life? It's funny, the word gifts can have multiple meanings. This time of year, it often means something that you're going to unwrap. Say, thank you, this is great, I love it. And then you put it in the closet for the rest of the year and go, oh yeah, I remember I got that. Who gave that to me? Can I re-gift that? Okay, maybe that's not how it usually goes, but you know what I mean. Gifts during the other times of the year on this show often refer to as the ability to sense something, the ability to feel something that others may not, whether it be empathically, psychically, however you want to describe it. Our next story involves a woman discovering that she has a gift to see the other side, a gift to see those who have recently passed on. And she discovers it on a Christmas night. Take a listen. I am a medium. I've seen spirits all my life. Starting when I was very young on a Christmas night, I saw two elderly people being put into an ambulance, while simultaneously seeing them standing beside the door of the cab as they watched their bodies being loaded in, a white sheet covering them as they were put into the gurney. They both looked at me, and then their bodies again. They knew I could see them, but seemed traumatized. I was young. Not sure how old I was. I'd been running around the immediate area outside of my apartment exploring. And when I saw that, I ran back to tell my family of what I'd seen. They were all gathered around the TV hanging out. Must have been a weekend. They all laughed at me because I was a kid who told great stories. These sightings continued my entire life. I had some fear of it for some time until I realized it was a gift and not a curse. When people would, and still do, ask me if I get scared, I say no and explain it this way. Imagine that you're in your home alone and you turn around, and to your surprise, Gandhi is standing in the middle of your kitchen. So you don't have any idea that Gandhi is peaceful and would never hurt a fly. Your immediate reaction will be one of fear. It's natural because you don't know who the person is. If a stranger just appeared in your house out of nowhere, you'd be afraid. But if you knew who it was, then the fear would dissipate. You'd simply continue with the communication. So the fear you feel upon the surprise visit of a ghost is natural for the moment. But when you know you have this ability and simply ask who it is and begin communication, you get used to seeing people just show up. Ghosts to me are just like people, only they talk telepathically and seem to have superpowers. We should all be so lucky. When the fear subsides, your gift strengthens, is what I believe. When I worked in property management, a woman was murdered in her home on our property. It was a terrible day for everyone. Media showed up, nosy and wanting a story. CSI was on the property, just like the TV show. And me having to escort the family into the apartment after it was released was very hard. I had to go in and see the brain matter and blood all over everything. I figured he killed her with a weapon of opportunity because the lid to the toilet top was missing. I begged the brother to let me have it clean before they go in to see it this way. They did not need to see this to understand what occurred. The brother agreed. I called Hazmat out immediately and they were amazed at what they saw. And I was amazed at what they did and so professional and respectful. I was the liaison for the family and offered some comfort as we sorted out who would have come to retrieve her things, etc. That night, after talking to her brother during the day and making arrangements for her items, I was in my living room trying to decompress from the stress, eating my favorite sour cream potato chips and trying to do something normal that would get my mind off of what happened. I was also sad and devastated for her and her family when suddenly, to my right, she appeared. This murdered woman is standing to my right, saying nothing, just waiting for me to acknowledge her. Now, I've been called the real-life ghost whisperer because it happened so much to me. So honestly, I was exhausted and didn't want to even communicate, but I had to. My instant thought to myself was, I'm just trying to eat my chips. Can I get a break? My compassion has always taken over. And I look at her and I said, hello. She asked me what happened. And I told her, you're okay now. You can move on. Helping your family and your brother and everything is going to be okay. You're at peace. It's okay. Move on. With that, she gave me a satisfied look and slowly faded out just like that. She seemed to be confused a bit, but when I told her it was okay to leave, I saw it was her love for her family that kept her here. Sometimes when someone is taken so quickly, they are slightly confused and in between dimensions. Once I tell them it's okay to leave, they seem to understand it's far better where they're going instantly. I never saw her again. And that gift all started that one Christmas night. Well, that wraps up EPP bonus episode 226 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you guys for supporting the program, keeping us on the air and allowing us to do our show for you every single week. I hope you guys are still enjoying this new feel to our EPP bonus episodes. Of course, our regular episodes during the week are our traditional format with me and our co-host and callers and letters and all that. EPP episodes, I thought, let's bring it up a bit this year and make them even better. So I hope you're enjoying that. I hope you have a great holiday. We'll be back next week with another brand new EPP bonus episode. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.